1 of the trial. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. Opening statements have begun in the murder trial of a once prominent South Carolina lawyer accused of killing his wife and one of his sons.
State prosecutor Creighton Waters told the Culleton County jury the evidence will show Alex Murdaugh shot and killed his wife Maggie and 22-year-old son Paul in June of 2021, that neither had defensive wounds.
As if they didn't see a threat coming from their attacker. And the evidence is also going to show that both Pat, Maggie, and Paul were shot at extremely close range.
Murdaugh's attorney, Dick Harpootlian, said such close range means Murdaugh should be covered in blood.
There's no blood on him. They didn't find any blood on him.
Waters said evidence from the family members' cell phones and bullets found at the scene will further prove their case. Harpootlian said an hour before the murders, Paul and Alex were making a video together laughing. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Prosecutors in San Mateo County, California, say the farm worker accused of killing seven people at two mushroom farms has been charged with seven counts of murder. A court appearance for Chinle Zhao has been postponed until February 16th. Police say he killed four people at one farm where he worked and three more at a nearby farm where he used to work. 31 high-tech tanks headed to Ukraine to aid in its war with Russia.
This was the result of very careful and deliberate diplomatic discussions with Germany and with other nations about these armored capabilities that Ukraine needs for the coming weeks and months ahead.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby, who says it could take months for the tanks to reach Ukraine. Germany is also sending tanks there. Ukraine's president is now asking NATO for long-range missiles and aircraft. Spain's National Court has opened an investigation into a possible act of terrorism after a man carrying a machete killed a church sexton and an injured priest in attacks at two churches in a southern city. America is listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
A Georgia DA is requesting that her office be recused from investigating the deadly shooting of an activist by a state trooper.
DeKalb County District Attorney Sherry Boston says an independent agency should take up any prosecution that's warranted. Manuel Esteban Paez Terran was shot and killed by a state trooper as he protested a proposed law enforcement training facility near Atlanta. D.A. Boston said in a news conference her office is involved with that facility.
Although there is no legal conflict with accepting this case upon completion of its investigation, I believe recusal is the best course of action.
The trooper who shot Tehran has not been named.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. Activists are asking for body cam footage because they say they don't believe what police say led to the shooting. A Virginia teacher who was shot by a six-year-old student during class earlier this month plans to sue the school district. An attorney for Abigail Zwerner says on the day of the shooting, school employees warned administrators three times that the boy had a gun. Microsoft has rolled back a network change after its cloud services were hit with an outage.
Microsoft says it has recovered all of its cloud services after a networking outage affected services like Teams and Outlook, which are used by millions around the world. Services were affected in North and South America, Europe, Asia Pacific, Middle East, and Africa. Only services in China and its platforms for governments were not hit. Microsoft did not disclose the number of users affected by the disruption, but data from the outage tracking website Down Detector showed thousands of incidents across continents. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
The co-creator of Sesame Street, Lloyd Morissette, has died. Morissette's death was announced by Sesame Workshop, the nonprofit he helped establish under the name the Children's Television Workshop. Lloyd Morissette was 93. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.